Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with the Bulgarian representative of this year's edition of the project. So welcome, Yasin.
Thank you.
So, first of all, how did you get to know about this project?
The director of the cinema where I'm going, there is a cinema in Sofia, which is called Domna Kinoto, and I know the director. And actually, my sister told me that there is something in the website of this cinema where I can find information for this festival, and I can apply. And I knew about this project like 2 days before the deadline.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a rush, and I sent all my documents and my video like 20 minutes before the deadline.
Yeah, because I know that you had to create a sort of short video, yeah. 30 seconds more or less.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I remember well, because I more or less watched all of them. And if I remember well, you collected together different scenes, but you were on a stage, on a theater stage.
Yeah, because I'm studying acting in Sofia.
Yeah.
And this is the stage where I have my lectures, actually. And I had to stay like after my lectures, like we finished like at 10 p.m. and until 11 I just had 1 hour to shoot everything, including the video.
The result was great, so don't worry at all. Well, this paves the way for the next question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read that you would like to become an actor.
Absolutely.
Cinema actor?
Yeah, I prefer cinema. Mm-hmm. But I know that in the theater, I mean, these are two very different things.
Yeah, and indeed, the next question would be, how do you think that theater can shape an actor? Because
in so many ways, I mean, mostly in the emotional thing. Because I mean, while you're on a stage, you're in front of many people, and you're like naked, and you have partners, and everything could happen. I mean, there is a lot of improvisation, and through this improvisation you learn how to act and how to, like, I mean, every time is different. Whereas like in the cinema, it's a kind of a longer process, and you're not, I mean, you don't follow like for 2 hours a thing that is happening, but it's like a long period of time where in some ways it's harder, because you should like provoke these emotions just at this minute in front of the camera. And I mean, both of these things are like very hard. But
and what's your favorite actor? You what do you take from him?
I'm really fan of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I have watched most of his films.
Yeah.
And I really love him. I mean, I love how many things he can act. And at
whatever he does,
yeah,
he's in the role.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
And what about the situation of cinema in your country?
Actually, I'm really surprised, I mean, for good, that the cinema I'm going to, like this Domna Kinoto, actually has opportunity for many young people, like for the Sofia International Film Fest and the Sofia Student Film Fest, where you can like if you have a license that you're a student, or yeah, you're studying something, you can go to some screenings absolutely free. And I mean, this cinema wants young people in its mm-hmm. like theaters, and wants the best for the young people, and want them to see the best movies. And I mean, is really caring. And also there are like discounts for people mm-hmm. like with disabilities as well, and for like renters and young students.
Okay, so to end up the interview, tell me three words that you will bring home from this experience.
Oh, I want to like escape from the cliches, but three words.
No need to do it because.
Because I really want to be original. But
So
it's not happening. I mean, my muse is gone. So I'll take future, red, and happiness.
Okay. Thank you so much, Yassen, for having shared your experience here with Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.